Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, we're doing a 2022 NFC North Division Preview. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Clips for show on Instagram at 100 Yards Football, and of course, our podcast, which you can listen to every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast. Quick episodes ranging anywhere from 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, all the way up to an hour, with tons of amazing football content to get you ready for this upcoming 2022 NFL season, NCAA season, and just learn about some of the game's greatest players with amazing history specials. And, of course, our ever-popular Legends interviews hosted by ours truly, Bobby Butler. So go over there, give us a review, and thank you once again for all the support. Well, it is a tremendous day today. We are talking the NFC North 2022, and I can't do it by myself. I got to bring on one of the best co-hosts we've ever had on this show. It's my guy, Madman Mark Mancini. What's going on, brother?
I love you, brother. I love Dixie and all what you guys do out there. I appreciate the olive branch you have given me in this city, and man, with what you're doing, man, oh man, the bar is just keep getting higher and higher with you guys, Jeremiah and yourself, my friend, and the great guys that support this network.
Yes, sir, and we appreciate all the kind comments. Of course, it's always a pleasure having you on, talking some football with it right around the corner. Opening day kickoff is in about 2 weeks or so, and we are getting you prepped for the season. So let's get things started, Mark. Let's talk about the Bears, the Chicago Bears. What do you think, how are they going to perform this upcoming season with Justin Fields finally under center?
Well, I've never been a Justin Fields guy. When I look at the Chicago Bears over the years, you know, they really haven't had an adequate quarterback that's really led them since the 1985 Bears with Jim McMahon. And that defense was something. I know they went to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman. But this is a team that just is trying to find themselves. They've got an array of coaches they've gone through. And let's face it, when Mike Ditka moved on and everything, I think he took a part out of them. He set this franchise back a few years. I look at guys that set franchises back. We saw Drew Brees leave the Chargers. They were not the same for quite a while. There, you know, you saw Harbaugh leave the 49ers. They weren't good for quite a while. So, these kind of teams, it takes a little bit getting used to. And let me ask you, when was the last time an Ohio State quarterback has done anything in the NFL more than a cup of coffee?
So, good question.
Yeah, I know they come in with running backs, and I know, you know, Ezekiel Elliott and all that. But these quarterbacks that come out of Ohio State, if they're not gambling like Arch Leister, I don't know what's going on. So I'm not high on these kind of guys coming out into the NFL. And I don't think Justin Fields is the type of quarterback to lead you to the promised land.
Yeah, it's going to be rough for the Bears this year. Let's be honest. It's a whole new staff, a lot of brand new players. And with Justin Fields, I think he still has some potential, but I don't think he has the core to work with it, though. So, I mean, like I said, he was great in college. We saw glimpses of him last season. But, I mean, let's be real here. The Bears are probably going to have one of, if not the worst, wide receiving cores in all of football this year, with a lot of guys who people might have never heard of, a lot of young guys, of course, but a lot of unproven talent that you can't just look at and say, hey, that's my number one receiver right there. So that's going to be an issue. The defense is all in shambles. You lost Khalil Mack. We learned Roquan Smith, their top player over there, wants out too. I mean, you got some good rookies in Brisker and Gordon who they drafted who I think could be nice pieces, but I just don't see anything going right for the Bears this year. You're having an unmotivated defense, an offense which has thousands of question marks around it. I don't see much happening for them this season. It's going to be another long season, unfortunately, if you are a Chicago Bears fan. Let's move on over to a team, Mark. A team who has been on the rise in recent seasons, who is the subject of the Hard Knocks this upcoming year. And I'm talking about led by Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions. What do you like about them this year?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If Dan Campbell was on TV and I didn't know anything about him, I think he'd be trying to sell tickets for a UFC event. I mean, I'm going to break kneecaps. This guy's going to break our kneecap. We're going to hit him. I mean, a rah-rah guy. And when you look at the Lions, to me, I got them over the Bears. And the reason is I like what they're trying to do there. I mean, it's been a long time. I mean, you're looking at a team that hasn't won a playoff game since the 90s, won a division since the 90s. It's a team trying to find themselves. I'm 60. I feel like I'm 35. And I haven't seen the Lions have an A-plus quarterback growing up. I mean, we've seen the Greg Landrys. We've seen the Eric Kipples. We've seen the Gary Danielsons, the Scott Mitchells. I mean, the Kramers, the list goes on and on. People were talking about Stafford. I was never a big Stafford guy. They've had running backs there and Barry Sims and Sanders. They've had, wide receivers and Calvin Johnson. But this team just can't seem to get itself together. The one thing that I look at moving forward with this team is Jared Goff is a great pocket passer. He's a big guy. Second year, he's out of that limelight at Hollywood. You know, I think they can make a move here. And let's face it, when you look at the NFC, Logan, it's wide open. If these two teams that we just dissected, the Lions and Bears, were in the AFC, they'd be passing bags out for the start of the season with season ticket holders.
Yeah, you ain't wrong. And that's the thing with the Lions is that they have been improving. You can see, I mean, even though the record wasn't there last year, they were fighting at least in every game. There were rarely games where they got blown out by 20-plus points like the Lions of 08 back when they couldn't win a game. But I think with this team, I like Dan Campbell. I think he's a tremendous just player, a coach for the players, right? He was a former player. He knows what it takes each and every Sunday. And he's just got that lovable personality, like you said, that go in there and I will beat you at any cost, that type of head coach. And he's a great media personality as well. Everyone loves him. But looking at this team, like you mentioned, Jared Goff is a reliable quarterback, been in the league for a couple of years now and has done some good things. I like the wide receiving core with DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams. I think that's an underrated running back room right there. And then we look at the wide receivers. They drafted Jameson Williams, who is going to be out for a little while. But I believe when he does come back, he's going to be, if he can do whatever he did at Alabama, he's going to be great, I think, in the NFL. And they got him as a steal in the draft. Let's not forget that. And then also, Amon-Ra St. Brown is a player to look out for. Really explosive last season. Came from out of nowhere. And I think he could have another productive year. Also, of course, with tight end T.J. Hockenson right behind him, looking good there. And then as for the defense, the big man on campus moving from Michigan to keeping in Michigan with Detroit, you got Aiden Hutchinson, who I think has a boatload of potential, man. He's looked good in the preseason so far, just knocking dudes around. And we'll see if it can translate to the regular season. But so far, there's a lot of promise for the number two overall pick. Also, you have some good guys like Aleem McNeil, who's a big guy right there. Tracy Walker, of course. Yep. You're getting Jeff Okuda back after that injury last season. So I think really the defense is going to take a big step up for Detroit this year. And the offense, like I said, they made a few improvements. But I think they are going to slightly improve this year. I don't think they're going to win the division by any means necessary. But I think this is going to be a year in 2022 that Detroit finally, you can see on the screen watching it, that they take a slight step forward. So I'm excited, man, to watch the Detroit Lions this upcoming season. When's the last time anyone said that? Yeah. I mean, besides Lions fans. So that's going to be fun to watch, man. I can't wait to see how this team can perform. Well, let's go, man. We got two more left halfway through. let's talk about the cheeseheads out there in Green Bay led by Aaron Rodgers. What you like about the Green Bay Packers this year?
Well, you know, you see quarterbacks, and we saw Brett Favre kind of, you know, get out of there and move on after he left Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers has kind of taken up that slack of being a drama queen to me. He can't win in the NFC, championship games. He struggled there, even though they were in his backyard. He didn't want to restructure his deal to keep Davante Adams there, so they moved him out of there to Las Vegas. Now he's got receivers, and we've already seen in the preseason he's complaining about them. This is a team that a lot of people are going to shake their heads and say, what's going on with the Packers this year? They're so used to sitting at the top of this division. I don't have them at the top of this division, and I think the jury's going to be out on them. When you look at this Packer team, they're going to be kind of be in a, you know, a old Bruce Springsteen song, two steps forward, maybe four steps back. I think there's going to be a lot of finger pointing. And the big thing that we're going to try to find out during the season with this team that might take away the headlines of a one loss record is, who the hell is Aaron Rodgers dating?
That's a good point. Aaron Rodgers he's always been a great regular season quarterback, right? Like how Peyton Manning was back in the day before he got those Super Bowls, where it's like, man, he's always great in the regular season, but he can't get done in the postseason. Well, I mean, that was before Peyton won out there in Denver. But Aaron Rodgers, right, you know, the MVPs, all the accolades, trophies he's gotten, he's a great quarterback, don't get me wrong. It's just that I get what you're saying. He can't be a bit of a distraction off the field with whatever's going on, right? There seems to be something different every other week. But looking at this Packers team, though, it's a little strange. And you mentioned, of course, the big loss with Adams, who's gone. I mean, that was your clear number one receiver. And now you're looking at your top receiver being potentially Alan Lazard. I mean, no disrespect to the young man, but, I mean, he ain't no Davante Adams. And then also you got a lot, kind of like with Chicago, you got some unproven talent, a lot of young guys. You got Dobbs, you got Christian Watson, you got Sammy Watkins there, and Randall Cobb, the two vets leading the way. I mean, it's a little bit iffy for an Aaron Rodgers veteran. I mean, let's not forget, Rodgers has been in the league for quite some time now. This might be one of the lowest ranking wide receiver cores he's ever had. So it's going to be super interesting. He's not getting any younger, of course, but he's still performing at a high level. The running back room, you're going to have to rely, I think, a lot more this year on A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones more than ever to get you some more production. I still think they have a pretty good O-line. As for the defense, of course, I like what they got. They got Quay Walker, Devontae White out of Georgia. Those are going to be some good guys, I think, coming up. Of course, Rashawn Gary out there, Darnell Savage and Eric Stokes right there, and also Rasul Douglas. So if Green Bay were to get the win in this division and be number one again, I would have to see major production from both the running backs and a better overall effort from the defense this year to get things done. Because I just, like you mentioned, I mean, Aaron Rodgers just earlier this week was calling out his wide receivers for dropping passes. I mean, I don't want to see that. I don't want to hear that at all. If, you know, the regular season starting in 2 weeks, I don't want to see that my star quarterback is complaining about my wide receivers not catching passes. And I mean, it's not like these are third string guys. These are my starters. So it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of question marks there in Green Bay that haven't been there in quite some time. And like you said, I mean, the clock is ticking for Aaron Rodgers. Now they got Jordan Love behind him, who's been, you know, just kind of whittling away on the bench for many seasons now. But I mean, you got a limited time, and this is the team you got with Aaron Rodgers, who is a great quarterback. I mean, I just feel like the Packers, and like you said, Rodgers did sign that massive deal that a lot of people were saying he could have took less and potentially got Adams or maybe another few pieces there. But we'll see what happens. There's a lot going on in Green Bay. But let's talk about the final team in this chapter here. Out there in freezing cold Minnesota, we got the Vikings, the purple and gold. What do you like about these guys here?
Well, being a Pittsburgh guy, my NFC team has always been Washington. But my second favorite team in the NFC growing up was always the Vikings. And when you look at the Vikings, you know, you looked at Fran Tarkenton, the Scrambler, Chuck Foreman, Sammy White. I mean, the Purple People Eaters. And now fast forward to now, and Kirk Cousins was in Washington. I love Kirk Cousins, a stand-up guy, and you give him some targets. I think this is the year the Vikings really take it up a notch, really surprise teams. And we've always talked about what the NFC is all about, Logan. Mm-hmm. You know, it's wide open. And why not the Vikings? And when you look at this team, I think you're starting to see some strides. Yeah, they get in the playoffs and they get kind of knocked out here and going to San Francisco a few years ago and getting beat. But, you know, this is a team that I think right now knows what's at stake. The window's closing. And I think they're all in this year to do some damage.
Yeah, I think the Vikings, this is really their year. You mentioned Kirk Cousins, who I think is kind of disrespected in a lot of ways. I mean, I saw that he was ranked, I believe, 99th in the NFL top 100 annual players that they always pick. And I get that's a mixture of players, media, and whatnot. But still, he is not the 99th best player in the league. Come on, let's be real here. He's a vet. He's always had really pretty good seasons, right? Not MVP caliber, but not you should be sitting the bench either. So I think they got a good, reliable quarterback there. And let's be real here. The receiving core is one of the best in football. When healthy, you got, of course, Justin Jefferson, who has been tremendous ever since he's been there, breaking records left and right. Adam Thielen, of course, one of the most reliable hands when he's on the field. And I like KJ Osborne as well. Yeah. So they're going to look good. Their offensive line has improved. It's still not the greatest, I don't think, but it has looked better in recent seasons. So I think that they're going to, you know, keep Kirk Cousins up a little bit more upright this year. And, of course, the running backs. You got Alexander Mattison as the backup with Ty Chandler. And then, of course, Dalvin Cook, who is also someone I feel that doesn't get enough love in the NFL media rooms just because of how explosive he is.
Yeah.
He's a great running back. He can catch a lot, too. And he's everything you want as a modern-day running back. I think he's going to be great. And for the defense, as long as they can stay healthy, and that's the big question with this team, as long as everyone can stay healthy, I think the Vikings have a real shot at winning the division because we all know that, you know, over recent years, a lot of veterans have just went down due to injury and that's kind of hurt their chances. And they haven't made a whole lot of improvements on defense. They've re-signed some guys, but they haven't really gotten super young. It's a lot of veterans, you know, Harrison Smith, Dalvin Tomlinson, Darius Smith, so on and so forth, Danielle Hunter. But I like the experience, though, because these are guys who have been there Sunday after Sunday for many years now, and they know what it takes to beat all of these teams in this division. And like I said, as long as they maintain a healthy status and aren't out for 6 to 8 weeks or even longer, I think the Vikings have a real shot at winning this division. So, Mark, let's go ahead and give our final standings here before we wrap things up. Sarah, you have the floor. Who is your 1 through 4?
I like Minnesota and Kirk Cousins, and you're right, the sentiment, those comments. I take Kirk Cousins over a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. I like his style, the pocket passing. You know, when you look at what he brings, I got Green Bay number 2. And if the drama continues with Aaron Rodgers and he starts pointing fingers, who knows? This team could drop to number 3 and Detroit can pass him at the 3rd position. And we'll find out if Campbell is going to lead his team into the WWE Royal Rumble.
Maybe. Yeah, might be going there.
But it's followed by the Windy City, and it's not going to be good in Chicago. Mm. Get used to the Bulls and the Blackhawks, my friends, in the city where you got great restaurants but bad weather.
I feel you, man. Hey, sometimes, you know, you can sulk. You can get some of your troubles down with some amazing deep dish pizza out there in Chicago because I think it might be a rough year for them. Like you said, basketball season ain't too far around. I know the Cubs ain't doing too hot. The White Sox are doing pretty good. The White Sox are hanging in there. So you got a little bit of time with that. But, you know, the Bulls got a lot of potential. But I'm with you, man. I think, for me, I got the Bears in last. I like Justin Fields. I do think that he has some potential, but not with this receiving core and not with the defense, who I think is going to be uninspired this year. I got the Detroit Lions as well at 3. I like Dan Campbell. I think they make another step this year, getting a couple more wins. And then this one I've been racking my brain over for a while now between these two teams. But after doing some more analysis, I'm agreeing with you, Mark. I got Green Bay at 2 just because I don't know if the wide receiving core and the defense for Green Bay can really get there this year. And I got the Minnesota Vikings. I think that, like I mentioned, as long as they can stay healthy, I think they can get this division. It's going to be a tight race. This is a 2-team race. Let's not get things twisted here. But I'm with you, man. I got the Vikings winning the NFC North. It's been quite, you know, it's been a few years, but I think they're going to get it done. And, man, like I said, with football right around the corner in about 2 weeks or so, it is going to be fun to watch. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. And hey, once again, thank you so much, Mr. Madman Mark Mancini, for coming on the show, breaking out the 2022 NFC North Division Preview. I've been your host, Logan Lance. If you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please check us out on Facebook and on YouTube. And of course, check out our podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to your podcast listening needs. If you want to go and make some nice dinner, you can listen to a show. If you're driving to work, throw on an episode or two, and we have over 1,000+ episodes and counting. There's got to be something that we've covered, whether your favorite team, player, coach, etc. And if we haven't, please put it in the comments, and we will get to it in a future episode because we love all the interactions. We see that y'all have been lighting us up on YouTube for good or for bad, but hey, that's what we're here for, to talk football, and we are excited for the NFL season. Once again, thank you to my co-host, Mr. Madman Mark Mancini. I've been your host, Logan Lairs. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.